This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Donald Trump launched an attack on Hillary Clinton Wednesday that included her State Department approving the transfer of uranium holdings to Russia.
Hillary Clinton's State Department approved the transfer of 20% of America's uranium holdings to Russia, while nine investors in the deal funneled $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. $145 million.
Clinton Cash author Peter Schweitzer said he was shocked that television networks like CNN and NBC are not interested in investigating the millions of dollars in donations to the Clinton Foundation on Thursday's Varney & Company on the Fox Business Network.
I did two chapters in the book on this Russia uranium deal. Donald Trump talked about it in his speech. The New York Times actually took our reporting.
Nine investors
in uranium company that needed Hillary Clinton's State Department to approve the sale of their company to the Russian government. And what the Clintons want to say is that there was just this spontaneous outpouring of benevolent donations by these shareholders and had no effect on her. My point is, look, you know, we would like to find out what kind of communication might have taken place here. She deleted 30,000 emails. But the point is, this needs to be investigated. And I'm really, frankly, shocked that a lot of news outlets, and I would name them, CNN and NBC, for example, are not interested in pursuing this story. This story came out, again, front page New York Times a year ago. It was in the book. Hillary Clinton has been on those networks numerous times, and she was not asked one single question about this transaction.
Right.
An amazing lack of curiosity.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I don't know. Are you curious about it? Does this matter? I mean, or in the fashion and form of her, what does it, at this point, what does it matter anyway? You know, this just seems to be, you know, passing up. It's, you know, conservative talk radio and conservative elements have brought this forth. You know, I got to tell you, the book, Clinton Cash, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's not, you know, it doesn't have everything, you know, tied down. Well, that wasn't the point. The point is that you got a lot of, you got a lot of smoke here, you know, Scott. It's not, you know, exactly, you know, where everything's tied down. Because that's the one thing about the Clintons. The Clintons know they live in the realm of plausible deniability, and they're taking everybody else with them along that way. And that's the challenge. And therein is the problem. When you start to deceive yourself, it's not just you, but everybody else who believes in you. You know, their sense of truth and integrity is compromised. And this is the danger of selecting, you know, politicians that we just want to accept, oh, well, just politicians lie. And that's kind of the attitude. I mean, I've talked to people and they go, well, all politicians lie. No, all politicians do not lie. You know, and, you know, I think there's, you know, plausible answers and reasons. In fact, you know, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Mark Hanna. Mark Hanna has written the book, The Best Worst President. He's a Democratic strategist, and he brings in some points here to kind of have us, you know, gain some balance in trying to understand. And that's been part of the challenge, I think, for quite a while through two administrations here of Barack Obama, is trying to understand Barack Obama. Is he is as bad as some of us on the right think that he is? Well, Mark has some counterpoints here that he brings out, and, you know, we'll listen to him. But all that being said, the challenge that we have today is to pursue the truth, because we're so hounded by, you know, so many forms and avenues of information. The challenge is to figure out, okay, which ones are giving us the truth or not. And this whole issue of Clinton Cash is like one of those deals where the flags are flying up there, and you go, whoa, you know, how come we can't get down to the answer? For the same reason we can't get down to the answer of Benghazi and some of these other issues, the Clinton emails, there's just lots of stuff there But I don't think Hillary's going to admit to anything because she doesn't admit to anything. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Ryan Young joined us right now. He is a Competitive Enterprise Institute's fellow focusing on regulatory and monetary policy and financial regulation. He also happens to host a weekly podcast for CEI and writes the popular Regulation of the Day. Ryan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. In your article, you write, from presidential candidates on down, everyone worries about economic inequality these days in an era of stagnant job and wage growth. That's a fair concern. Of course, that just that sentence alone stands in contrast to what this government and this current administration is telling us. They're saying, hey, there's no stagnancy to this deal. We're, you know, hey, we've created more jobs. Everything's wonderful here. So it's sobering to hear some truth from somebody who is on top. This is as in fact, you describe it as an era of stagnant job and wage growth. But you say something on you go on to say something is much more important here. And I want people to really measure what you've written here. But inequality is a poor measure of how people are really doing and what would make life better, rather than measure the difference between a CEO's salary and their lowest paid employees. Policymakers should focus on making, this is what is critical, policymakers should focus on making the poor better off. Seems like a pretty simple sentence, but what does that look like?
What it means is that whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, everybody wants to eliminate poverty and make sure that everyone, even at the economic bottom, has enough to live with comfort, dignity, and security. The trouble is that so many people do that by focusing on ratios instead of people. What's the difference between rich and poor as far as income? What you said about CEOs versus their lowest paid employees. Those are the wrong kind of questions, and spending so much time and energy on that instead of actually helping people does a disservice to the poor and holds back the cause of eliminating poverty.
Well, you know, to your point, there's no doubt that we're concerned about poverty. We know we're going to, you know, we're committed to this. I mean, to the point that we, the people, I mean, we have invested. It's been our money, not the government's money. The government would like to say it's theirs. It's our money. We've given it to them to steward, and they've stewarded so poorly when you consider that we've invested over $22 trillion since the war on poverty was announced back in 1964 with President Johnson. $22 trillion, Ryan, and we've moved the needle from 15% to 15.1%. What's wrong with this investment?
A lot, just because, like I said, people have been asking the wrong questions. That means they're also coming up with the wrong answers. And a lot of the policies that people are promoting, whether it's a higher minimum wage, which throws some people out of work, whether it's expanding collective bargaining, which raises prices for consumers, many of whom are on the lower end of the economic spectrum, those policies don't actually help the poor. They're intended to decrease inequality. And on an ethical level, I think that's suspect. The goal is to help people, not to flatten the income distribution.
Exactly. You say the job for policymakers is to remove barriers to opportunity and job creation. It seems because of their, I don't know, you want to call it their arrogance or maybe their misguided attempt to social engineer something. I mean, the beauty of the free market system is the cream always rises. Many people, immigrants, immigrate to this country because of one word, opportunity. And what we need to do is level that playing field to where the opportunity is experienced by more people, not just immigrants. Immigrants who come here and just say, hell, you have no idea where I came from. Anything, you know, than what I left behind is better than that. So America, even with all its regulations and its interference and everything like that, I can make things happen. And the truth of the matter is they still are, in spite of these crazy regulations. But the other part is that we have policies that de-incentivize and reward all the wrong behavior. We are growing an entitlement a group of people here in this country, and just like they've done in Europe, and we're wondering, hey, what's wrong with this picture? We just keep pouring this money down a dark hole, and along the way, we're disenfranchising people. We're taking away their dignity. We're making them feel less than. When all they want to do, and I know this in my heart, Ryan, people just want to be productive. They want to go out there, provide for their families, and feel like they got a fair chance at being successful. And when we load them up with entitlements and tell them, hey, don't worry about it, we'll take care of you, we take away all incentive, and we just absolutely destroy their dignity, don't you think?
I agree. And in fact, my colleague Fred Smith has a saying that he says, you don't have to teach the grass to grow, but you do have to take the rocks off it. So I would say that rock removal is the single biggest poverty relief program that you can do. And I think the most effective avenue for that is regulatory reform. Just by way of example, if all federal regulations are compiled in a document called the Code of Federal Regulations. And if you want, you can order a copy from the U.S. Government Printing Office. They will mail you 238 volumes, totaling 175,000 pages, with a 1,200-page index. I think that's a bit much, and some of those rocks can be removed from the economic lawn.
Say it again, 238 volumes?
Yep, 175,000 pages. And the total cost, according to the best estimate that I know, that my colleague Wayne Cruz puts together, is just under $1.9 trillion. Which is more than half the federal budget. So people complain about the size of government. It's actually half again as big as you think.
Well, you've been keeping an eye, and you report on regulations, and I appreciate your perspective and expertise. And this is what America needs to understand. I mean, we have regulators. I mean, if you have regulators, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to regulate.
They're going to regulate. I mean, hey, I'm a regulator. What do you? I regulate. Okay. So, and it's just like a disease, and it just keeps on metastasizing. And they just think, oh wow, they're doing so great, but there's no sobriety in this deal. There's no accountability to say, hey, let's take a look at that regulation that has been stifling people for the last 10 years. Is it a plus or a minus? You know, if it's a minus, get it the heck out of here. You know, if it really does work, and there's you know what I say, and I'm being a businessman, and you know, for many years, I look at return on investment. I invest money. We invest the people's money, hard-earned money that it is, not the government's money again. It's our money. We invest it. Where's the return? Because I can tell you that Barack Obama's political bundlers got a handsome return. I mean, you know, as Peter Schweitzer reported in his book, you had about 85% of the bundlers for President Obama's 08 campaign. And for every dollar that they bundled, they got 25,000 ROI. That's pretty good. I mean, you and I would love that deal, right?
Yeah, and that's what a lot of regulations do. And another effect it has is it hurts the poor and increases inequality. For example, one-third of all workers need a license, in other words, government permission, to get up and go to work in the morning. One-third. And it's not just doctors and lawyers. I wouldn't want a non-certified brain surgeon operating on me, for example.
Right.
But if you arrange flowers for a living, or if you're an interior decorator, or you braid hair, you have to, for example, one hair braider had to go through 1,600 hours of training in things that her salon did not offer. All she did was braid hair. She didn't do cuts or dyes or anything else like that.
Unbelievable. Well, how about these little kids trying to set up lemonade stands, Ryan? I mean, it's that ridiculous, right?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you on that happy note. Ryan Young, he's a fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ryan, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today. Today.
Your program, your calls.
country tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing.
Yeah, welcome back, America, to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is away for this week. He's over in Ireland, gallivanting across Europe, doing whatever it is you do to recharge the batteries. But we had an interview that came up, and he was worried that he wasn't able to do it. And it being that it's something that means something to me, as I've had my grandmother, both my grandmothers pass away due to cancer. I didn't want to miss the chance, so I wanted to step up to the plate and take care of this interview today. By 2030, the global cancer burden is expected to grow to 2.2 million cancer cases. Cancer's increasing prevalence and the need for more therapies and greater accessibility to them is top of mind for many, especially in light of Vice President Joe Biden's National Cancer Moonshot Initiative. Yet, improving cancer care is about more than just treatments. Patients today are able to access more resources and tools than ever before to support their cancer experience, but many still have unmet needs. Joining us today is Michael Sears, founder of 11 Health, e-patient in residence at Stanford Medicine X, cancer survivor and entrepreneur, and Mike Reisenauer, cancer caregiver and senior vice president, oncology at Estellas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you get right now we have you guys have a C3 prize challenge going on. Can you give me a little info on that?
Sure. The C3 prize is a challenge that's aimed at inspiring innovations to change cancer care for patients and their loved ones. And we're going to be looking for submissions in four general areas. One is navigating the healthcare system. Two is adhering to complex medical care requirements. Three is coordinating care, and fourth is coping with life post-treatment. And really what we're looking for are ideas that aren't related to therapy, but more the other important aspects of a cancer patient's journey, as well as their caregivers and loved ones. And I can tell you, I'm also a caregiver. My father recently passed away from head and neck cancer, and all of these issues were things that I experienced firsthand, and in particular, coordinating care between all his different physicians and specialists was very difficult. And so the contest is really designed to look for ideas from anybody that can help improve the experience. Maybe it's an app. Maybe it's a different way that patients can connect with one another to provide support for each other. We're open to any and all ideas.
And is that the thing that makes this challenge so important, is that you're getting just a wide group of people putting in their ideas to make things better? Or is there more to it?
Yeah, I think, as a patient myself, I know that it's more than just the medications that you take and the treatments that you have that goes into sort of coping with cancer and long-term conditions. I'm lucky enough to develop my own technology solution when I had an ostomy as part of intestinal transplant, and I also see firsthand the impact that my treatment was having on my loved ones and my kids and my caregivers. And I think what's so great about the C3 prize is it's harnessing that power, almost, the power of the crowd, the power of the end user to go, okay, you've been through this experience or you're going through these experiences. The smallest possible innovation might even make the biggest difference. Sometimes it's not just about the chemotherapy or the treatment. It might be how you, as Mark said, how you navigate a system, or making sure you get food at the right time. What are those things that make a difference? Those are the people that we just say, come and apply, come and pitch.
And as I said in the opening thing, as somebody that watched both my grandmothers go through the trials of cancer, the caregivers really are, they basically become part of your family. When is the deadline for people to get their entries in?
Yeah, the deadline is Monday, August 8th, which is coming up quickly. And the way in which people can submit their ideas is to simply go to www.c3, the letter C and the number 3, prize.com, c3prize.com. And there you can get information on the challenge as well as where you can submit your ideas. We ask for a written explanation of the idea or innovation as well as a short video. And the video can be as simple as one that you make on your smartphone.
And what do the top entrants and winners, what do they receive?
So five finalists are going to be flown to California to pitch their ideas live at Stanford University's Medicine X conference in September. And that will be in front of a live panel, which includes Robert Hershovic, star of ABC's award-winning show Shark Tank. And then from those five, three C3 prize winners will be chosen, and they'll receive a total of $100,000 in grants.
This is the first time I've heard of this prize. Is this the first year of it, or has it just been done in the past?
Yeah, this is the first year that we are running the C3 Prize Challenge.
It sounds like a great thing, and I mean, I hope it has the effect that I think it can have, because usually when you get everybody involved in this, especially something that there's not many people that haven't had a loved one go through with deal with cancer. Again, we're with Michael Sears and Mark Reisenhauer. Michael, you were diagnosed at the age of 12 with Crohn's disease?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's got to be a hard day for a 12-year-old. But in 2011, you became the 11th person to undergo a small bowel transplant in the UK?
That's right, 11th person in the UK, and then cancer following my intestinal transplant.
And you seem to be doing well now. You're trying to help other people. Where can we find out a little bit more information?
So you can find more information on the prize at www.C3prize.com. And all the information tells you how to apply. You have to do a small written submission, and then we ask you to upload a video. And all I would say to everybody is don't be intimidated by that video. That video is just another way of capturing the passion behind the idea. You can use any smartphone, press the record button, and talk into the phone. We're not looking for anything more glamorous than that. And it really is the smallest innovations that can make the biggest difference. So, you know, for me, 11 Health started literally at a hospital bed, and now is a device being used in hospitals across the state. So, why couldn't it be that some of your listeners could develop ideas that really could go on to change the lives of millions of people?
Awesome. And we got about a minute left here. Is there anything else you guys want to say? Let the people know about?
Yeah, the only thing I would end with is, please don't hesitate to submit your ideas. Our goal here is to come up with innovations that are going to help cancer patients and their loved ones and caregivers have a better experience getting through their journey. Whether your idea is big or small, you know, please submit your idea.
All right. Again, Michael Sears and Mark Reisenhauer. Go to www.c3prize.com and get in the submissions. But thank you both. Continue doing the great work that you guys are doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and all the usual times in between. Thank you for coming on and joining us in this commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that movie Risen, I think that's the new DVD Blu-ray that we're giving away. By all means, just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Great movie. If you have not seen it, and hey, look, we've got a plethora to give away. All you have to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just say, hey, Martinez, I want to be in the hoppa. I want to be in the running for it. Make sure you include your address as well. It would be our pleasure to make sure you get one of those free DVDs. With us right now, we're honored to have Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, who's known as a tireless advocate for our founding constitutional principles. He's a former Supreme Court clerk, serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Armed Services Committee, and the Joint Economics Committee, among other assignments, because he's just not busy enough. Senator, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for coming on, and thank you for your heart and passion for our Constitution. Your brand new book, Our Lost Constitution, The Willful Subversion of America's Founding Document, is quite an indictment on those, I would say, mostly on the left, that are doing everything they can to annihilate discombobulate and confuse we the people over the wonderment of this incredible document that we know as the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's why I wrote this book, is I've come to believe that the Constitution holds the keys to solving most of the problems, nearly all of the problems that we have with the federal government today, which are many, as you know.
Yes.
This book tells the story of the Constitution. It does it in a way that's interesting, that's captivating. It reads almost like a novel. And by reading it, which you can do in just a couple of hours, you can get a real grip on why the Constitution was written the way it was, the stories behind them, and what you can do to restore it. And, you know, the number one Broadway musical on Broadway right now is a place called Hamilton.
Yes.
And it's become wildly popular, I think in part because Americans instinctively know that the founding generation had something special. They understood a lot about human nature. There's a craving to have an understanding of that time. And this book contains scenes that could have been in that play, scenes that inform the reader about Alexander Hamilton and other founding fathers. It makes the whole thing very interesting.
Well, I find a comparison here, Senator, if I can say, with the Bible. Over 250 times we're told to remember. And you got to imagine, if we're told to remember that often, it's because we probably have a tendency to forget. And that's probably one thing the Founding Fathers may have omitted from the Constitution, is the reminder for us to remember. And this is why on this show particularly, I often remind people to reconnect with the Constitution. It takes a couple of minutes. And, you know, we got 4th of July coming up. I spend a couple of minutes. Just read the Constitution. And it's like coming back to your first love. You read this and you go, wow, no wonder 7 out of 10 of us will say that this country is on the wrong track because we're not following the blueprint.
That's right. That's right. But the good news is that there is good news. Good news is that this book makes it clear that the Constitution's never been more relevant than it is right now. It's never been easier than it is right now for people to see why we need a Constitution. It's never been simpler for voters to make the change. They just have to vote differently, and this book tells you how to do that. So I advise your readers, anyone who's interested in these topics, anyone who wants to know how to improve our federal government or learn more about the Constitution, just go buy this book today. It's inexpensive, it's easy to read, it's enjoyable, and you won't regret it. So go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy today.
Well, Senator, we've been encouraging, voters to send reinforcements, to reinforce, those like you, patriots who believe in the founding fathers, principles that are pointed out very clearly in the Constitution. And voters need to, first of all, register to vote. Secondarily, they need to actually go out and vote. We have too many people that register and not vote, but they got to participate. If we're going to get this country back on track, I've insisted it's going to be ground up, not top down. And because it is still, as the Constitution states, it is still about we the people. Now, there could be a likely opportunity that we the people get so muffled out that we become irrelevant. Some would say we're already there. What do you say?
I'd say we are relevant. We've never been more relevant than we are right now. The only thing stopping us from being more relevant is our own inaction. And sometimes our inaction is prompted simply by our own lack of familiarity with the protections that are already there, the things that are already rightfully ours. All we have to do is know what they are and have the ability to assert them. This book, my book, Our Lost Constitution, gives you the ability to do that.
What did you make of the recent Supreme Court decision? You were a clerk on the court, Senator. This was really quite an indictment against one Barack Obama, who, again, has been accused throughout his two administrations of overreaching and violating the separations of powers. What did you make of this decision?
Which one?
Regarding immigration.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that decision on immigration, upholding the Fifth Circuit's ruling invalidating President Obama's unlawful executive amnesty order, was significant. Now, it affirmed a lower court ruling rather than constituting a ruling by itself because it was tied 4-4. But notwithstanding that, it's still a victory. It's still a victory for the Constitution because President Obama is still ordered not to continue this program. And so that's a good thing. It's an indication that the people are still in charge and that the president still has to follow the Constitution.
Well, I feel like, in part, Senator, we won by default because of the lower court ruling. What concerned me was we had four other judges who went along with the president, and I don't see how that reconciles with the Constitution. Do you?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. But as I explain in my book, we don't have to have everyone. We don't even always have to have a majority. We just have to have enough. In
yes.
this case, four justices were enough. And I'm happy to have that as a victory. Now, we need more victories. And for that reason, we need to get better about choosing presidents who will choose good justices, who will get onto the Supreme Court and do the right thing. Most importantly, we need to get better at electing members of Congress who, regardless of their political affiliation, are willing to identify that there are limits on government, limits imposed by the Constitution. Those limits have to be recognized and enforced by members of Congress themselves.
And, Senator, we need to activate the citizenry. The citizenry need to, you know, realize that they are needed in this battle. They have to get on the field of play here and engage, you know, their representatives so that they hold their feet to the fire, that they, you know, because as you know, you've been there, the lure of the Beltway, the special cocktail parties and all that good stuff and wanting to be part of the, part of the elite there, it's very alluring. And, our representatives can lose their way if we're not engaging them and holding them accountable.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's, again, why I wrote the book. And it's also, you know, one of the things I explain in our lost Constitution is that we have to make the Constitution part of our national political discourse. In other words, the allure, as you say, of the sort of the Georgetown, the Washington, D.C., cocktail party circuit, it's real. It's a force to be reckoned with. In order for that not to be such an allure, we've got to put something in its place. Voters can make that happen. Voters can make that happen by making the issue not about the cocktail party, but about the Constitution.
Exactly.
Members of Congress will respond to that when they have to.
About 20 seconds left here, Senator. The big takeaway you'd want the readers to have out of this book?
The big takeaway is that the choice is there. The choice is ours. The choice always remains with the people. It's up to us to decide what kind of system we want. Our Constitution is under attack, but we can restore it. So please join me in this cause. Please buy our lost Constitution today. And if you like it, share it with others. Comment on that. Amazon, tell others about it.
Yes, keep the conversation going. Excellent book. It'll be linked on our website, too, Senator, at BillMartinezLive.com. Senator Mike Lee, Our Lost Constitution, The Willful Subversion of America's Founding Document.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have a real treat for you. Tan Saad is with us, a former Muslim, founder of Hope for Ishmael, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to reconcile Arabs and Jews. I mean, on the heels of our conversation with, with Liz Peek earlier, and, you know, talking about immigrants who have come to this country because of opportunity, you need to hear Taz's story. His book, The Mind of Terror, gives us insight with him being a former Muslim and a sniper. He was a former Muslim sniper. So, what has gone through and how he has evolved, and his mind has been renewed in such a way, very dramatic, that you have to understand and appreciate it is only by the hand of God that this could happen. But meanwhile, what Taz brings to us is a clearer understanding and narrative, as opposed to what we're hearing from the media and hearing from our own government about the mind of a terror. But also, he is one to appreciate the opportunity and the freedoms that this great country has to offer. It was why he was excited to come to America in the first place, and little did he know that his world was going to change dramatically as a result of the opportunity that he took advantage of here in this country. Taz Sada, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's so good to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Hey, you are such a blessing to have here to, help us understand not only the mind of a terror, but let's even look at it from an immigration standpoint and the opportunity that this country has. I mean, we just celebrated our Independence Day yesterday, it's quite, something that has, things that have been lost in translation. Taz, you're old enough like me to understand that, we can forget so much. And the challenge is not to let go of those things that are most important. And I think that's the opportunity of Independence Day. And we're reminded, by immigrants such as yourself, and it helps us kind of renew our faith in this country and our love for this country. You know, tell us about your experience in coming to America.
Well, believe it or not, I hated America and everything that America stands for, and hated Americans. But yet I was so drawn to come to this nation, and I thank God that he drew me here to this nation, because what I experienced when I came to America blew me away. The love, the acceptance, as a Palestinian immigrant and a refugee all of my life. And then I come to this country that I believed it was my enemy country, and then was accepted and treated just like anybody else.
Yes.
Definitely, that changed my whole outlook and thinking about America and Americans, and I fell in love with this nation.
Yes, help us understand.
This nation on earth, no matter what anyone say, despite of the politics or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Help us understand, why did you hate America?
Well, you know, I'm a Palestinian, and I ran away from home when I was 17 and a half years old after the 67 war to fight for a homeland. I did not fight for any Islamic theology or extremism. I just wanted a homeland. I was tired of being told an immigrant, a refugee. Mm. And so I ran away from home, joined Yasser Arafat. And naturally, we believed that the reason we are being beaten up by the Israelis is because America stands very strongly with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that caused me to hate America and American politics and the American people. But, you know, coming to this nation, I realized it is absolutely a false assumption that Americans hated us. Or America. And opened the door for me to live and grow up and fulfill my American dream.
Yes.
And 20 or 19 years later, I met the Maker.
Mm.
Spoke to me in a light and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to the Father except through me. And I instantly, without hesitation, without thinking, I accepted and I believed. And since then, my life was transformed. And I realized also, on top of what I believed before, I realized that the Jews are not my enemies.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
They're not my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They are my half-brothers.
Exactly.
And my blood brother. I did not know that until I read the Bible. And so I began to rethink my strategy and my thinking and started working on reconciling Arabs and Jews. This is the only way we are going to have an answer for that conflict in the Middle East. That is really what is causing all this rage and violence.
Mm-hmm.
That conflict itself is being used by the terrorists.
Exactly.
To hijack the life of other people.
Well, in the mind of terror, you address this conditioning that has taken place, as we know, time and again. In fact, over the weekend, my wife was showing me a video of a graduating class of kindergartners, and I was shocked. And you watch this video and how these young kindergartners are put through the paces of violence and killing, and how they're, you know, the narrative goes that they're killing a Jew and all this sort of thing. I mean, it's horrific. But yet they stand after it's all said and done. They say, well, the rest of the world misunderstands that we are a religion of peace. But yet they just spent almost 95% of their presentation on warfare and beheadings and killing people.
Well, in my schools, I guarantee you that I have schools in Jericho and in Jerusalem. In my schools, they are not taught that at all. We are teaching them how to love their enemy and pray for those who persecute them. In my schools in Jericho, which is in 99% Muslims, you know, there was a question from one of my children to a teacher who is a Swiss girl. He asked her, do you love the Jews? And the teacher said, yes, of course, we love the Jews, we love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the child sat and thanked for a little bit and said, you know, I want to love the same way you love, because of the way you love.
Yes.
And he responded, it's because God loves me. I have to love everybody.
Right.
So this is the kind of teaching that we are doing with our schools and raising up a new generation with a new hope. You know, it is the conflict that we have. really a depravity of souls. It is a depravity. It's not really a depravity, is what I'm trying to say, of economics. It's more of a depravity of souls.
Yes.
And that's what we are facing today. If we can help those young generation, a new generation, with a new soul and a new thinking and a new hope, then we are winning against these terrorism. That's what I do today, is to bring new generation of Arabs and Jews. In my school in Jerusalem, I have Arab and Jewish children together in one school. And that is, they are growing to play soccer together instead of going out for their machine guns.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I just spent, I was in January, I was in Israel, and we were not allowed to go into Bethlehem because of the knife intifada. And Palestinians, you know, that are dealing with this conflict, as you just shared, as a young man yourself, understandably, in one hand, you can appreciate their frustration, but they will continue to be frustrated and confused, devoid of the truth. And this is the problem. And Taz, what God has commissioned you with is to take the truth into the Palestinians and demonstrate God's love, you know, between Arabs and Jews. And you're making a huge difference there, you know, in these areas that are so needed. But it's an uphill battle because we've had generations of people that have been trained and conditioned just like these kindergartners. I mean, we're not looking at a kindergarten video from 20 years ago. This is a kindergarten graduation class, you know, from this year.
No. I know it is happening. I know. It is happening in other schools, but not in our schools.
Well,
and we, you know, we might be a small numbers, but we are making a difference. And you know, I hope, Bill, the next time you come to Israel, you let me know. You come and visit me in Jericho, not to worry. There is nothing to be worried about there.
And well,
take it to Bethlehem too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, God's my covering. I didn't worry. You know, it was I really did not worry one single. I felt very comforted in knowing that God had was bringing me to Israel for a purpose. And even this conversation that we've had this morning, Taz, I look forward to meeting you face to face and having you back, because I want to talk more about your book, The Mind of Terror, so that, you know, Americans can understand, you know, what is taking place with ISIS in spite of what our U.S. government and what our president is telling us about terrorism, not only domestically, but around the world as well. Taz Sada has been our guest. His book, The Mind of Terror, you can go to his website and find out more about his ministry at hopeforishmael.org. Taz, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
There is an affordable alternative.